Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Association of Ghana Industries has once again registered its displeasure over Ghana's value-added tax structure, describing it as unfriendly to local industries. According to the Chief Executive Officer Seth Chumakwabwa, the current VAT structure is short-changing business owners. He said the AGI has been engaging government and expect a change soon. He was speaking at the Greater Accra Regional Annual General Meeting.
And that is on the VAT structure. And now all the political parties are talking about it, that come next year, when they come to power, they will actually reflect this in the new structure of the VAT system. The current VAT system is such that industries or businesses pay beyond the 15% VAT, you pay additional 6%, which is a levy. And there's even a tax on tax element. And that 6%, you cannot recover. Your VAT is actually a sales tax. The incidence is not on you, the one collecting it. It's on the consumer. So when you pass it on, you must recover. You pay 21.9% to government and you only recover 15%. That additional 6% is a huge, huge task. So you've spoken to them and we said the current structure of the VAT system is not conducive for business. And I'm happy that
Seth Chumakwabwa is the Chief Executive Officer for the Association of Ghana Industries, speaking at the Greater Accra Regional Annual General Meeting here in Accra. Away from that, the CEO of the Ghana Startup Network is urging the government to intensify efforts to create an enabling environment for the growth of the SME ecosystem. According to Solomon Ejei, the government should ensure equitable policy enforcement through tax incentives. He made the remarks to Joy Business during the Ghana Startup Week held in Accra.
We're not talking about youth, primarily. We're talking about people. You can be 50 years, 30 years. Once you start a company, you should be giving that sort of policy, the tax incentives and all that. And so that's what we are asking for. Not necessarily giving startup a grant of 50,000 or 20,000 cities. That one, of course, has been done. But the question is, what level part in the space? What are they doing with it? I mean, you can hear about government giving money to a number of people, but go and ask, how many of them are able to employ and employ others? How many of them? The policy should be good now. They can raise their own funds, matter as well, as businesses and employees.
Some tax experts are warning of serious consequences on African nations, including Ghana, as global tax shifts bite hard on the continent's trade potential. They contend most African economies are struggling to raise revenue domestically due to their inability to optimize domestic tax revenue. Patrick Buthelezi is an economist with Sanlam and is of the view the problem calls for urgent remedies to avert a potential threat to Africa's trade potentials.
What is standing out at a macro level in that Africa is seriously lagging behind when it comes to revenue mobilization. And then the borrowing externally in US dollars is also not sustainable. So the little that we have as a continent, we need to protect it. It is also important as a continent to start developing domestic financial system to ensure that we are able to mobilize savings domestically than to rely overseas, because it is definitely not sustainable. And it is also important for the continent, African countries, to strengthen ties and to collaborate and to cooperate with each other. And also within countries, which is African countries, it is important that to build trust between businesses, government, and households.
Patrick Buthelezi is an economist with Sanlam. Now, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has pledged to push for the passage of the Business Regulatory Bill, which is aimed at streamlining business registration and other regulatory barriers. This will improve the ease of doing business and attract more investments into the country. Speaking to journalists after the official opening of the Ghana Mall in Accra, Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry Kofi Ahinkra-Mafo said the bill will make processes for business registration easier.
What we have here in Ghana is the bureaucratic nature of obtaining certification, permits and other regulations from our regulators. So the bill seeks to give the regulators some kind of ceiling, time frame for them to be able to do it. If you quite remember, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was with Ghana Fire Service to obtain a fire certificate. It has now shortened to about 5 days if there's no problem. If there's any difficulty, that will take long. But if there's no any problem, if everything goes on well, within 5 days, you are able to get your certification. And you see, people also want to do business. They have lands. They want to register their lands. They want building permits. But look at the period that you have to go through to obtain a permit. And we are working to make sure that we shorten them.
Kofi Ahinkra-Mafo is the Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry. To one of our lead stories, the Chief Executive of the Ghana Cocoa Board, Joseph Boyin-Edu, is hopeful the massive rehabilitation works undertaken on cocoa farms across the country will increase cocoa production in the near future. He points out that cocoa production is expected to increase by about 200,000 metric tons in the next 6 years due to the exercise.
The 200,000 metric tons extra, we are saying that we brought a number of farms that were diseased, CSSVD diseased farms, into fruition. And it doesn't mean that immediately we are going to get 200,000 metric tons extra. It doesn't refer, because cocoa, you know, cultivation moves in stages. You cultivate maybe after, even with our latest hybrid, 18 months, you see some of the trees fruiting. 18 months, you see some of the trees fruiting. But you give yourself about, let's say, 6 years, they are in their matured stage to really fruit.
Joseph Boyin-Edu is the Chief Executive of Ghana Cocoa Board. Stakeholders in the energy and power industry have stressed the need for increased participation of Ghanaian businesses in the sector. Delivering an address at the 2024 Ghana Energy Awards, Kwame Jantua, chairman of the awarding panel, explained that prioritizing local content in the industry will help achieve government's target of 60% local participation.
We must continue to support and enhance Ghana local content initiatives, ensuring that future energy projects would not only fuel our economy, but would also empower our people. As we celebrate the progress we have made, let us keep sight of the fact that much remains to be accomplished in making Ghana's energy sector more resilient, more inclusive, and self-sustaining.
Kwame Jantua is the chairman of the Ghana Energy Awards awarding panel there. Now, as part of a strategic plan to strengthen its operations and drive robust growth across the ECOWAS sub-region, the Promasido Group has appointed its current chief executive of Ghana, Festus Tete, as the CEO of ECOWAS, excluding Nigeria, with immediate effect. The group also appointed Mr. Samir Sadel as its new chief executive officer for Ghana, effective January 6, reporting to the CEO of ECOWAS, excluding Nigeria. Before we go, time now for a pension tip on MoneyLab, and we explain the claim procedure in an event of an accident.
Hello. Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ohenewa Amuafu Asante, Head of Client Service with Enterprise Insurance. Having dealt with all the types of motor insurance policies in our previous episodes, we are here today to learn about the claims procedure in the event of an accident. In order to assess a claim under your motor insurance policy, the insured will need to complete an accident report form and submit, together with an estimate of repairs, pictures of the damaged vehicle, a copy of the driver's license, and a police report in the event where there's a third party involved. Thank you for staying with us. See you next time. Bye.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. And before we go again,
Every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770# is the new EcoBank number. And of course, *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African plan. I am Pius Kojo Baka.